Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Magical. La, 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 la. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It's Friday. We've got some tickets for Odyssey's sold out We Can Survive. Ed Sheeran, Goo Goo Dolls, Alex Warren, Shaboozy. How do you get your hands on these tickets that we got over here? Head to RadioAlice.com and click on the contest page. You can enter there for a chance to win a trip and a pair of tickets for our sold-out Odyssey's sold-out We Can Survive. Plus, you get a meet-and-greet with the Goo Goo Dolls, which is incredible. September 26th, the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. The trip includes a two-night hotel stay and round-trip airfare for a winner and a guest, sponsored by New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. Sold out. We Can Survive. RadioAlice.com. Go to the contest page. Boom. Just like that. You're in the running. That Golden Bachelor guy who was like, I don't want anyone over 60. I don't get how this show works. And even though I'm 66, under 60, he's not getting his wish. One person's under 60. Two are exactly 60. And the oldest person on the show is 77. I wonder if they'll go first. So this guy, Mellowing.
Was he being funny? Is it possible it's his sense of humor?
Maybe. It really didn't sound like that. He was doing an interview where he was talking about how, you know, he's like nobody over 60. And was, yeah, I'm
but
doing this.
But he was
this.
Fully serious.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he was just stating his preferences.
Well, I've heard guys with bad senses of humor say, you know, dumb. I had I know a guy who went. Him and his partner got pregnant, and he's like, well, I don't sleep with fat chicks. And I was like, okay, that's your partner, and that's your kid. What are you talking about?
I was only joking.
You know what I mean, though? Mm. Like, there's people
dumb
have
stuff.
Bad senses of humor and yeah. say
or
stupid
dumb
things.
Or stuff flies out of their mouth, and they chalk it up to a joke. Oh, yeah, no, I was just only kidding about
but
that.
But why would he be on the show if he's like, I don't want to date someone who's...
Because he's the Golden Bachelor. Like, he just hears Golden and Bachelor, and he doesn't put it together. Old guy Bachelor, old guy dating show. He is a former NFL player for the LA Rams. He became a workers' compensation attorney.
Oh.
Mel Owens is his name. He's the 66-year-old star of the second season of The Golden Bachelor. The first Golden Bachelor...
Gary?
Gary. It was like... G-E-R-R-Y, and it turned out his name was actually Gary, not Jerry.
Oh, okay.
So they got married. He picked one of the people.
They broke up right after, though.
They got married on TV for more money, no doubt. And then they were broken up within 6 months. She was like, yeah, I'm not moving, and he's not moving. And
I hate it. I don't. Stop making these shows a hit. So they would stop making these shows.
Yeah,
it's such a joke on how hard it is to connect, meet someone cool, and actually build a life together.
The best thing about these shows, though, and there isn't that much good about them, because like John watches them. John watches The Bachelor. He watches The Bachelorette. He watches Bachelor in Paradise. He watched The Golden Bachelor. Like he
F-Boy Island? He into that, too?
I don't think he watches F-Boy Island. Oh, okay. Maybe he doesn't know about it, though. Maybe I should tell him about that one. I don't know how he has time for all this stuff. Oh, yeah, I go to bed at 6:30. He's got plenty of time. So
your needs are done at set. He clocks out at 7.
He clocks out. In fact, on on Wednesday night, because we'd been on vacation, and so on Wednesday night, I knew I wasn't going to get to sleep, so I'm just kind of hanging around. And he looks at his watch. He goes, you know, it's 7. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
I'm off the clock. Beat it, broad.
Right. I guess I'll go to bed. Good night. Sleep tight.
My party starts now. Get out of here.
It really feels like you should go.
Yikes.
So, I mean, he didn't say it meanly, but he did remind me.
No, listen.
I had to go
to
bed.
When
thanks,
I am waiting,
Dad.
If the missus goes, I'm going to go with the kids to somewhere, I never have the house to myself. I start panting. I'm like, oh my God, I can put on what I want on TV.
Yes.
I can make the food I want without having to make 6 other things for the other. Yes, go. And then.
There she still is.
Tick, tick.
Yeah. Well, that was the role I played on Wednesday. It is true, though. Like, when someone says, I'm going to leave. Yeah,
you
right,
start
I'm
watching.
Gonna go, I'm going to go shopping. What if John will say that? It's like, you know, the kids are done with their life. Because our Safeway is right across from the high school in Mill Valley. So you can't go there at lunch. time. So right. we all have the Tim High School schedule. So we know what time they're going to be there. So on like, I don't know, Tuesday, Thursday, or whatever dates it is, it has to be, you can't get there until after 1:30. So it's 1:30. I'm like, all right, off you go. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna go pretty soon. Mm. And he's rattling around the house, you know. Like, you know, it's quarter of. I guess every couple does that.
It's
ready for you to be gone.
Yeah, just
I got some stuff.
It's
I not, start.
Nothing personal. It's just you know, you've kind of set you announced a schedule.
Mm. Just don't tell me you're going anywhere until you know get your stuff together and then be like, goodbye. I'm leaving for the store. I'll see you in half an hour. Anyway, this 66-year-old Golden Bachelor, Mel Owens,
that guy.
Which the first season of The Golden Bachelor did really well. I think they tried it as an experiment, and they say it did as well as any of the other shows do. So they're doing it again. I thought that for sure they'd do a Golden Bachelor. Oh, they did do a Golden Bachelorette, didn't they? One of the chicks from the first season, I think.
I don't catch this show ever, so yeah. I can't speak to it, but I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
why wouldn't they?
So the 66-year-old guy, Mel Owens, former football player, he's some kind of attorney. He's the Golden Bachelor, and he caught some hell when he announced he wasn't interested in any ladies over 60. He did walk it back, but we'll see. ABC just announced the cast, and of the 23 women who'll be competing for a brief relationship with Mel followed by a messy breakup, there's only one under 60. She's 58 years old. And then there are two women who are 60 on the dot. And then there are four, the rest of them are in their 60s. And there are four women over 70. The oldest is 77.
I'm trying to think of the name.
77 is getting up
there. That is up there for sure. That's.
Yeah.
There was a firefighter who ended up with a lady, and I think they ended up living in Colorado.
His name is Ryan, and her name, she was the first bachelorette.
Yeah, and she was the final two were him and then Russ Woods, who became, we were friends with, he had the show.
He was on one of those shows.
Parties every time, but he was the second one on there as well.
You guys, the show became friends with him?
He started hanging around. He came on to talk to us.
And so he's a Bay Area guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still is. I haven't heard from him in years.
I haven't heard from Russ in a long time. Yeah. We used to hang out a lot.
But those two are together, aren't they?
They are still together. They have kids.
Like
Trista.
So,
her name was Trista.
She looked kind of like a porno star to me. I didn't think much of her, but I was surprised that they made it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was like a People magazine write-up that I looked at in a grocery store.
I thought as soon as the spotlight turned off of them, because they did an on TV wedding, they did all the stuff. And I thought to myself, as soon as they turn the spotlight off of her, that's going to end. But no, they've been together probably 20-something years. At this point. And that was the first season of The Bachelorette, too, where it was sort of funny because then we all thought, oh, this formula works.
They're still together.
Yeah.
They've been married 20 plus years.
How old are their kids? I thought they had like two daughters.
Like 15. By the way, she doesn't look like a porno star. I'm just misremembering something.
I'm seeing 16 and 18.
All right.
I didn't see the 18-year-old, but I see 15, and this is an old story, so.
Right.
So but yeah, they're still together.
I know.
There's a ton of photos of them. Okay. Well, at least they
found her Prince Charming.
They've got one to their credit.
They do. They have a few weddings, but lots more not weddings and not continuings. And then there was one guy who proposed to a girl at the end. They go off and they're doing all the stuff. And then he decides, you know who I can't stop thinking about? The girl I dumped for you.
He had to choose between two.
He chose at the end.
He chose the one.
To one of them.
And the other one's the one regret.
He goes, so he dumps the one and gets the other girl.
Oh, and she said yes?
And then, well, this is all, you know, post the show, I believe. But then she was with him. So he blows everything up. And then I think he blew it all up with her, too. Like it was... It was just silly, but really good TV in that everyone on there is. And that's another thing, too. They just dump drinks on these people. Like what they want is a house full of drunk chicks all getting catty for the cameras. this new season, which you'd think that I didn't watch really much of The Golden Bachelor. I watched a few episodes of it just to see. But they were a little bit more, they're people who know who they are. They're fully grown, fully formed women who've already had families and raised children and know what they want out of life. And they were definitely not as, they did get woolly. There was some drinking, but nothing like the young people. Well, it's so frustrating. Oh, I can't believe he kissed her after he kissed me. Our journey is so important to me. It's really special.
That's not the way to meet a partner, but yikes. You know,
well,
who's to say?
It's so true.
It You're used to be love. So frowned upon to meet someone online.
Yeah.
And that has completely 180.
People don't even ask you anymore, how'd you meet him? It's just like they assume, it was a Tinder date and we hit it off. Anyway, the new season kicks off Wednesday, September 24th on ABC.
Are you on Tinder?
Yes.
Oh, can we see your profile?
I have very no luck with Tinder at all.
Are you on Plenty of Fish?
I'm not on anything else. No, I'm not on any dating apps. And I did Tinder and I'd never look at it anymore. I'm just, yeah.
Are you paying for it?
No. And that's, you're not going to get anybody. It's all a gimmick. You know, pay more money, more people see you, all that kind of stuff.
It's a gimmick.
People hook up on Tinder all the time.
Good for them. I'm not...
50% of all women on Tinder are looking for you.
I'm looking through my phone like I've got the Tinder app. I want to look you up, but
You can't look people up on it.
Oh, you can't? No. You can't look for somebody's profile?
No.
Only if you've matched with them?
Yes.
Oh.
Only if you're suggested.
I see. Okay, here's the next story. If you're a Star Wars fan, this will matter to you. Are you a Star Wars fan, Maddie?
I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
I would say that even if you're a Star Wars fan, Vinny, you're not like a collector of things.
No, I went to the movies back in the day, waited. We went to the movie theater in Fashion Island, Newport Beach. Like my dad took us. We waited in line. I love the movies, but I never understood how that went from liking the movie to I have to have every toy and I will forever.
And I'm a devotee of this series forever.
Need to be in this world.
Right.
I just didn't.
I own a lightsaber. I own a thermal detonator that was one of the props, and I have a picture of four pictures of me with George Lucas and a film cell from each movie. But in every picture, George looks completely bored with me. It was backstage at the Alanis Morissette
concert.
I have
some of those pictures too.
Yeah, because I told him the story. I went to see the sixth movie at the ranch, and I called my mom, and I'm like, "Mom, guess where I'm at?" And you know, I remember she actually had to like save money to take us to see the first one because we were really poor back then. And I tell him the story. I'm like, and we start, you know, I'm like, I call her and she cried and she was so proud of me and all this stuff. And it's just like, Lucas has heard a million stories like that, could care absolutely less, but they captured the photos and made it into a nice thing for me. So
that's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, go back to the thing, a detonator that you have.
You remember the thermal detonator from
no.
Jedi?
Not really, no.
No. Okay.
You have that though, huh?
Yeah.
It could be worth some money.
Is that the story?
Yeah. In just a second, I've got a little piece of info that might be interesting. But first, I want to tell you this. If you are a Star Wars fan and a Lego fan, because you kind of have to be both for this story, they have just announced Lego has announced their most expensive set ever. It's $1,000.
Oof.
Remember there was a Millennium Falcon kit. And that one was like $400 and people were losing, like, that's so expensive, it's ridiculous, but it was thousands of pieces and all very intricate, blah, blah, blah. This one is the Death Star. It's not the whole Death Star. It's like a cross section of it. The finished piece is 28 inches tall, 32 inches wide and 11 inches deep. It's like they took a slice of the center of the Death Star. Like in it, you got the trash compactor, Emperor Palpatine's throne, Princess Leia's holding cell, the Imperial shuttle hangar. You know, fortuitously, they all happen to be in the same slab. Oh, there it is. So it's
Lego.
It's Lego. Wow. It's very elaborate.
Wow.
You know what? I bet you the whole Death Star would have weighed too much.
Oh, the Millennium Falcon was $849.
How much is this one?
This one is $1,000. However, in looking at this on There's smaller Death Stars there, but I see this. I don't see this new one up on there. I see the old one where it's more like you build it and it's kind of like dollhousey. You can spin a whole globe and there's different rooms in it that way.
That's 3 feet, 3.5 feet.
It's 28 inches tall, 32 inches wide, 11 inches deep. It has some kind of backing on it. So it's 9,023 pieces, 38 characters, including 3 versions of Luke Skywalker, 2 versions of Han Solo. It's the Death Star and it's part of the Ultimate Collector's Series. And it's $1,000 if you're going through the trouble of building it. People won't even unpackage it. They just want to keep it. It's an investment.
Oh, so, is that it?
Probably, right? Isn't that
what
they
would
do?
Well, I don't know. I got my kids a couple of boo-boos because that's the big toy thing. And they wanted to play with them.
Yeah.
They didn't want to. I told them, you guys, you might want to just put these aside. And they went, no.
We're kids. We're going to play with our toys.
Yeah, okay.
Those things were everywhere in Honolulu.
The Boo Boo?
Yeah.
It's the toy of the season.
I was just really surprised to see them because it sounds like they were something that was hard to get. But apparently Hawaii got their shipment in. No problem.
You can get them at Walmart.
The Death Star comes out October 4th. You can get early access at Lego.com, like reserve yourself one of the first pressings, I guess. I don't know. It's just so funny to think that you're spending $1,000 for what basically amounts to a pile of plastic. It's just so crazy. Speaking of expensive Star Wars items, and this is where we get to your detonator that was actually used in a movie.
Thermal detonator.
Okay. Darth Vader's lightsaber, which is really just the handle because they're not actually shooting light out. It's from both The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. So it's the actual one that was used in the movie. He's brandishing it around, pretending it's got a sword on it. It sold at auction, looks like yesterday. Did it go for $3.6 million or $4.5 million or $5.2 million?
3.6.
5.2.
3.6 is the answer, and Vinny gets an extra point for later today.
Who has that kind of money for that?
Really, all those numbers are ridiculous. I really thought, you know, go big or go home. $3.654 million somebody paid for the actual lightsaber used in The Empire Strikes Back, Darth Vader's lightsaber, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. That is, by the way, the most expensive Star Wars item ever auctioned off so far. How much can we get for your thermal detonator?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I'll look it up.
Well, you better. I mean, that could solve all your problems, my friend.
He's got no problems. What are you talking about? He's a CEO, a professor, a producer.
I got 3 job problems.
Morgan Hobbs.
King of the world. He's going to be in a great spot on Saturday night for the Valks.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's all dressed up for his in-person class today.
Oh, I thought that was yesterday.
No, it's today.
Oh, that's fun.
Friday afternoon class.
Oh, right.
Everybody will be so excited to be there.
I'll let them out early.
Well, you know, that's one of those things. You will?
No, I'm required to keep them there for the 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if you signed up for a Friday class, then you signed up for a Friday class. Like, yeah. I think most people go Tuesday, Thursday if they want no part of Friday.
Yeah, it's a required class, so.
Oh,
And
you're holding it on Fridays? Could you have picked another day?
I didn't pick the day. Oh. I would not have picked Friday by any
means. That's going to cut into my nap time.
Yeah. Fridays and Mondays. I don't like having extra stuff to do.
Me either. Mm. Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather. Huh? They are going to fight.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No.
Mike, don't do it.
You know, it's an exhibition match, but it ends happening this spring. They've both signed the deal. I could not find money on this, but I did find a story where Floyd Mayweather did an exhibition fight against some other guy, some other past champion or whatever, and he got $50 million for it. So I have no idea what they're paying these guys. But I guess Mike Tyson's like, hey, I got in shape for that other guy. So maybe I'll do it again. I don't know why he turned into Cartman and he's not Mike Tyson.
Floyd Mayweather is a guy who was known for his defense. And so a lot of his fights felt like they were
just a guy hold his hands over his
face. He just knew how to keep, like, he's a weird dude, but he did win millions upon millions of dollars. Yeah. So
is he the guy who kept all the millions and millions of dollars in one bank account and then would leave his receipt in the ATM so people could see the balance?
His weight, 148.
Floyd Mayweather?
Mayweather, 148.
That seems impossible. No, is he tiny?
Yeah. Yes. Oh. He's not going to fight Tyson. That's ridiculous.
That they've signed. But it's an exhibition match.
Okay.
So I'm sure it's going to be like, let me exhibit my hands. Let me exhibit my feet. Do you like my shorts? I'm exhibiting them. I don't have an exact date or a location or where you can watch. Tyson says, this fight is something neither the world nor I ever thought could or would ever happen. However, boxing has entered a new era of the unpredictable. I kind of like the Cartman version.
Floyd retired with an undefeated record and won 15 major world championships spanning 5 weight classes from super featherweight to light middleweight.
Oh, funny. Tyson goes on, I still can't believe Floyd wants to do this. It's going to be detrimental to his health, but he wants to do it, so it's signed and it's happening. They say regardless of the outcome, it will not affect Mayweather's perfect 50-0 record since it's an exhibition.
And Tyson won't get one glove on him.
How old is Floyd Mayweather?
I'm looking right at him. Sorry.
I'm astounded to say he's only 48. And I'm astounded to say Tyson's 59. Like, I really thought they were both around, I don't know, 53. Somewhere in the middle.
Okay. I won't watch that. I fell for the last one because we all thought, oh, we want to see Tyson beat up the influencer. Get him, Mike. Yeah, and then it was not even a fight.
It was
a
sad to watch.
It was sad.
I don't want to see him fight Mayweather. Ugh. I'll watch it, though.
All right, then. What do you got coming up in the news?
Cheese pizza.
Oh, I love cheese pizza with salt.
Slang terms.
Ooh.
And Waymo at the airport after these.
I like it.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This morning show. It's Friday. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show Daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jambar. If you're cutting down on processed foods but still crave delicious snacks, you're going to love organic Jambar energy bars. I love them.
Oh.
These locally made real food bars are sold at stores including Whole Foods, Safeway, and Nugget Markets. Jambar.
Delicious.
They are. I like them. I'm a fan of the bar.
I took them on my flight.
That's
snack
it.
On my flight. They were great.
You want something in your pocket that's not going to go bad on you or, you know, to pieces, and then we'll get rid of that hunger pain that you got. I love them. Jambar. All right, we need to begin. Well, I got to say, Bay Area high today is 80, and while we've got clouds now, you'll see sunshine later. The BART service has been down system-wide following a computer equipment problem. It's created, as if yesterday wasn't enough chaos with 2 overturned trucks.
Yeah.
During the commute, a computer equipment problem early Friday threw the commute into chaos for BART riders, and authorities have shut down the entire system for a second time since May. They are putting out social media statements. What they're saying is some kind of update to the system shut everything down. BART closed all 50 stations. And I don't even know if they're back open yet, but Bay Bridge is a mess too, right?
The BART is still down, and evidently everybody decided to take a ride share into the city.
Oh,
so good luck on the Bay Bridge
crazy.
Too.
Oh boy, what a mess.
So know that, and if you can stay home and work from home today, then fire up that laptop Zoom and get to work.
It's
my
Friday.
Energy's a little off. I'm going to just take this Friday off. Ha ha ha.
Bay Area Airport set to be the first in California to provide Waymo service.
Oh, this is exciting.
This is in San Jose, though.
Oh.
You can soon order a Waymo if you have travel plans in and out of San Jose International Airport.
That's
They announced this yesterday that Waymo received authorization to operate commercially. There's no official launch date, but they say before the end of the year, you'll be able to use a Waymo in and out of San Jose Airport.
So have they already been mapping it? And
I guess so, yeah. I don't see them all the time. You know, just over the weekend, and that's one of the stories I pulled up while we were off the air, Sarah, is over the weekend past,
yeah,
a couple Waymos froze at like 2 a.m. in the marina as all the bars were letting out. And everyone just flocked to them. And then one guy's doing flips off the roof of the things. And it's a disaster. And it is weird. I drive in early in the morning into the city and see Waymo every single time. Right as I make my first turn into the city, I see Waymo and I see him the rest of the drive in. And I do wonder, like, if they hit me or I hit them, what's the etiquette?
Right.
I assume there's some number or way to get in touch with, or do you just hit and run? That's a ridiculous question, but.
No, they have your license on their camera somewhere.
Okay.
I think that if something happens in the car and you're in the car using it as a ride, I think there's a button you push that connects you to headquarters and they can take control of the car and steer it over to the side of the road or, you know, whatever needs to happen.
I'm not anti. I actually this idea.
I'm fully with you.
I'm all for it. Yeah. But I do wonder if you were someone who, you know, the cars in the video I was watching in the marina, there's three of them. They're frozen. They've got their hazards on and everyone is in the street around them. It's really a mess when you think about there not being a person that can say, hey, get off my car.
Right.
You animal. You drunken animal.
We are a bunch of drunken animals, aren't we? What a bunch of losers.
You see the video yet? Or
I have not.
Oh, yeah. You got to pull it
up. If you find it, put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
And the kid's wearing a Niner jersey, you know, throwing flips at 2 a.m.
Right.
I'm sure he's totally sober.
Oh, I'm sure. Hey, Marina, leave those cars alone.
So weird. Driverless cars.
It's actually really exciting the time we're living in right now.
You love it.
I do.
Okay.
I mean, I think about Joby all the time. Oh, were you able to get over there?
I wasn't. Oh. The guy that we had.
That's right.
My friend was friends with the guy who was like working there and doing everything. And he, as I got to summer vacation and I said, I'm ready, let's do this. He contacted his friend and his friend said, I don't think he said he was literally poached, but he's gone to, there's the kid doing the backflip off the Waymos. Oh, that's the side one. He did like 3 or 4 of them.
Well, he's, you know, trying to be Benson Boone over there.
Yeah. Look at the scene at 2 a.m, though. There's a million people walking the streets in the marina at 2 a.m.
So excited. So then it looks like maybe somebody showed up to drive the Waymos out of there after they've been dented to
hell. Look at this guy.
Oh, that's so dangerous.
And it was very high.
Very high. He's jumping off the, don't do this, people. You're going to crack your head open on the pavement. You've been drinking. Stop it.
People jump, they're the headline on their story. People jump off Waymo cars in San Francisco. Okay.
Yeah. That is going to be a problem, though. When those cars freeze up, people are going to, there's no one there to stop anybody. But remember, they have you on camera the whole time.
Yeah, that kid is definitely busted. Yeah. I mean, I think. Don't you?
I think, yeah, sure. I mean, I'd be pretty mad if that were my car.
He doesn't even have a hat on.
No.
Like, there's no question when they find him, it'll be him.
Mm-hmm. I think, is he wearing Purdy's jersey?
I didn't notice the number.
It was the number 8.
Oh, that's Steve Young.
Oh, Steve Young. All right. Well, Steve Young's in big trouble now.
Okay, let me move on.
All right.
This story is fun. Fashion brand turns women's underwear into expensive hair accessories.
Oh.
A Japanese fashion brand, Jenny Fax, has been getting a lot of attention for its newest line of hair accessories made up of a pair of women's panties with a hair clip glued into them.
So you're clipping a pair of panties
underwear into your hair.
That is definitely just a pair. It's not even crumpled up.
No, it's
like a cute scrunchie. It's just
underwear,
a pair of underwear on the back of your head, clipped onto your hair with some kind of hidden clip. Hi, I've got underwear on my head.
That lovely item goes for $119. You like it?
I am not going to wear underwear on my head.
Oh.
I'm just feeling like that's not my jam.
Okay. Well, that's the latest in hair accessories, everyone.
It's a pair of black lacy panties. They're big panties, too. Like, they're not like a little thong or anything. That's like a full-on, that's got a full back on, or half back. I don't know. They're cheeky.
I don't know either, but that's underwear on your head.
It's a pair of panties on your head. Now, who among us hasn't been like, I'm out of scrunchies. Grab a pair of underpants. No one will ever be able to tell.
Okay, I am...
You are
wait, what's
us?
The question?
I'm only kidding.
You stumped me.
You could
no,
use
I've
that.
Never done that. No, have you done that?
I've seen a video of a girl doing that.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think I've seen that video too.
Yeah,
she's like, here's another use for your underpants.
Trying to do it kind of like, you know, on the down low a little bit, but not really. And yeah.
Mm.
All right.
I don't know if I saw the same video as you,
probably,
but I for sure was like, whoa.
Underwear on your head.
Why not?
For full price.
Right. More than full price. $100-something bucks. Come on.
The Powerball, or sorry, the Lotto. It's Powerball. Yeah, yeah that drawing is coming. It's a big one. $1.7 billion.
Yeah. I probably won't see you on Monday because I'm going to win that. And I'm probably going to be gone.
Here are some stats from the upcoming drawing.
All right.
They say $1.7 billion will be the drawing tomorrow. A website analyzed all the Powerball drawings from the last 10 years.
Yeah.
That's 1,246 drawings since October 7th, 2015. And here's some of the data. Over the past decade, the Powerball drawings, the number most likely to come up of all the numbers is 61.
Oh. 61.
The first five numbers of the Powerball drawing that can be... between 1 to 69, and 61 has been drawn 115 times.
Wow.
Including the most recent drawing on Wednesday. Also, the five most commonly drawn numbers over the last 10 years are 61, 21, 23, 33, and 69.
Ooh, 69.
I don't know what you mean.
It's a good number.
I mean.
Makes me feel some kind of way.
The number... that's least likely to be drawn, unlucky number 13.
Is that so?
It's only been drawn 66 times.
Oh. Mm.
The number that's most overdue is 26.
Oh.
Hasn't been drawn since April of this year.
Oh.
So there's some numbers for you to consider as you go buy your ticket.
Do you we'll do be... quick picks or do you?
I do. Yeah. I absolutely do quick
picks. I do
pick.
The quick picks as well. I wouldn't know what my numbers are. I just use the barcode, scan it, and win $4 usually if I win anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's really one of those things that...
So am I buying us one ticket or $10?
Five tickets.
Five tickets total for us. Yeah. Okay.
And then you can, you know, put the other 10 on yourself.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. If we never see you again...
Wait a minute. You're going to buy the tickets for us?
No, he's buying a ticket.
For us.
You're buying a ticket for us. I'm buying a ticket for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll have 15 numbers altogether.
Gotcha.
Gives us a good chance of winning.
The everyday dose of coffee finds more than 1 in 3 Americans jittery.
Oh.
It hurts their focus, raises their anxiety, and disrupts their day. And they're not quitting anytime soon.
Yeah. I have drunk basically a full pot of coffee so far today. I still have some left in this one. But I had 2 full cups before I left for work this morning, and I'm on my second thermos.
Are you tweaking?
No.
You're not shaky? You can metabolize all that.
I guess I can. I just, you know, you do it long enough, and it's like it doesn't even affect me anymore, and yet still, strangely, I must have it.
A listener texted in this morning, said I sounded jittery from coffee.
Do you think you are?
Yes, I drink a lot of coffee on an empty stomach.
That's your coffee mug.
Yeah, and I go through.
I thought that was your water mug.
2 of these, at least.
You fill them up here?
Oh my God.
This is about 3 cups of coffee.
Yeah,
and I have at least 2 of these in the morning.
That's more than I have.
This is what I have.
Yeah, this is
a
21-ounce
at home.
21-ounce jug.
21 ounce.
There you go.
That looks like a 21-ounce to me as well. That could be
that's 21.
That could be a 16, but I think it's a 21 Vin. Looks similar to mine.
Yeah, you both are.
Smaller top.
You have reasonable sized cups of coffee. I do not.
Yeah, yours looks like a 40-ouncer. That's what that looks like.
You don't crash?
No. I cut it off, though, by 10 a.m. I don't drink any coffee the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So by 2, you're going to be a professor going, ugh, what?
Oh, no, he'll have another cup of coffee before then. Come on. Yeah, that'll be ridiculous.
All right. Well, I didn't know.
What time is your class?
1:30.
Oh, 1:30 to 4:30?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Good luck. That sounds awful.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Can't wait.
Oh, I love you.
Love you too.
I don't know what Y2K fashion really means. I think I was too old to care by that point.
I feel like I just forgot. I care so much about fashion, as you know.
They're saying
it looked amazing that New Year's Eve.
From Juicy Couture sweat sets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those things.
Low-rise bedazzled jeans, chunky belts, baby tees. The early 2000s fashion is a rage again. And if you're sitting on any of that stuff, you can sell it on eBay.
Oh, well, that's funny. I haven't bought new clothes in 25 years. I bet I could sell it all.
Fashion-forward college students and TikTok influencers are flaunting the mini skirts, chunky sandals, and other bright brand-heavy and borderline tacky items.
Yeah, juicy written across your ass. Nice.
So if that's something you're sitting on, sell it. This is your chance to go through your junk and go, you know what? I can turn this into dollars, even if it's just a pizza. By the way, today is National Cheese Pizza Day.
Oh, that sounds good.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Of all the pizzas, if you said for the rest of your life you can only have one pizza, I would go, cheese.
I'm with you. I can always put some salad on it.
Or
whatever.
But cheese pizza. Yeah. That's the one.
I like a good cheese pizza, New York or Boston style. Salt, heavy salt.
If I took you to this place, they call it Detroit pizza, but if I took you there, you'd go, this is like Boston pizza.
You were saying it has the same thing. Like it's pushed down flat.
They cook it in a
raised edge pan.
And then the cheese goes to the edge. So I was eating it going, oh, this must be what the Bob pizza is.
So how big is the pizza? Is it like a 9-inch thing? Or
no,
is
it's a square.
Oh, a square.
And I'd say it's about the size of a piece of paper.
Oh, like they do it in a baking dish.
And they cut
it. So they just flatten the crust down into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sauce and the cheese goes, I love that style pizza. I don't want keep your crust. I want the edge to be cheese.
Well,
cooked cheese.
Then maybe you want to try Detroit pizza too.
Yeah. What did you say the name of that place was?
Bookies.
I hope that's right.
I'd love to give you a plug, Bookies. But if I don't,
Detroit
I do not know.
Style.
There was no like, you know, Vinny deal or anything. Right. So I feel comfortable giving them
a mention.
I didn't get a deal on the meal at all, for the record.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I wanted to do some slang for you guys, and here it is. 10 slang terms the kids are using today. Aura farming.
Okay.
In the 2020s, aura has come to be used slangily.
Like A-U-R-A? Aura?
A-U-R-A, yes. Okay. Someone's stylishness, coolness, and charisma.
They got an aura of cool.
And they say it means you have an equally impressive combination of all three.
Oh.
I'm not using that.
What are the three things again?
Stylish, cool, and charisma.
Yeah.
Aura.
Yeah, I guess I need to do some farming.
This all, by the way, has to do with what people are posting. So this is a lot of that, like, I'm putting this out there into the world.
I'm projecting my aura. I'm aura farming.
Do it for the plot.
The plot?
If your life story is on the internet, which it is, because you're posting regularly, they say do it for the plot of your movie.
Oh,
I thought
we are
your burial plot.
No, like a bold move. Doing something for the plot means you're doing something bold or risky that when people look back on your Instagram, They'll be like,
whoa.
Oh, that person really rolled the dice on that one.
She was in her plotting era.
Do it for the plot.
Well,
I do know there's
good, though, rather than just sort of drifting through life influencing.
I know I went out with a girl who'd just gotten out of college, and she definitely told me there were things she did to have a story to tell.
Oh.
And I was like, that seemed dangerous, but okay.
What kind of story did she have to tell?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I wasn't capable of hearing the stories. You know, oh. You know me. I'm. Don't tell me what you were up to.
So you're saying they were sexcapades.
Or whatever, oh, yes. Or drinking or partying or saying yes to some things she shouldn't have. I don't know. But I never wanted to ask.
Yeah.
I can't. You know me. There's my body shape through a wall to get away from that story.
Right. Ironic that you are the guy who tells all the stories about yourself and don't want to hear anybody else's stories. Nope, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I mean, should I want to know?
You do know. You ask a million questions.
I don't
You drag
know.
Stories out of everybody.
I know, but I don't want to know if when I'm, you know.
Someone you're doing.
Emotionally attached to someone.
But still, back to my original point where here you are on the radio telling it all you. I know your entire sexual history. Just from having been around you for the last 30 years.
Well, you would
you think.
Think
your wife never hears it? Your kids?
You'd think that someone would avoid me if I did anything that they were.
You'd
you know,
think
felt questionable.
Luckily, your kids' friends have parents who can tell Christina all about it.
Let's hope they don't.
Well, they do. The life of a radio host. You don't want someone to know you can't speak it into the mic.
Don't tell
you know
people stuff.
I'm telling you.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
Someone might need to check on Selena Gomez's mom. This is a crazy story.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.